live in together? Or are they just scattered out in the white community? Or are there some pockets, you know, where you can find Jewish?
I'm sure there's still a lot of them. They're still together.
Uh-huh. Do you know particularly where they'd be?
No, but I know in going in the White Rock area, I've seen quite a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell from the housing, you know, the age of the housing, that most of them had left the South Dallas area with there.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what other direction.
What other nationalities do we have?
In Dallas?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Who might, you know, be living in groups?
In groups?
Yeah.
Well, you have the Mexican Americans.
Uh-huh. Where do they live mostly?
Well, I think they're, at this particular time, they're sort of scattered around all over. But a lot of them are in East Dallas.
Uh-huh.
Northeast Dallas.
Uh-huh.
I think they've had a tendency to dwell in that area all the time. And West Dallas used to have a lot of them. Now, I don't know if they're still there now.
Uh-huh.
At one time, they covered a huge territory. West Dallas area.
Uh-huh.
The Swiss and Munger and San Jacinto and Northeast, all of this is in Northeast there in that area now, even right around in here.
Uh-huh.
It's sort of mixed up, but they still are close together people. Usually you see one family, well, you can look around and you see a couple more families in that block.
Uh-huh. Okay. Any other nationalities?
You're getting a lot of the Orientals in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
Now, but I could not tell you where they are located.
Uh-huh. Do you think they're scattered, or do you think they live together?
I don't think. They probably just sort of where they are able to afford.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, these nationalities and ethnic groups that we've been talking about, do the people, really like, do the blacks and the Mexican Americans who are real well off live separately from the other blacks and the other Mexican Americans? They live in separate, are they scattered within the black community or within the Mexican American community?
Well, I like to think that, let's face it, the black man is more or less together because it's not so much, I think, all the time of being able to afford it. So, like, this is your area. You know, there has been quite a few lawsuits here in Dallas, you know, where people have gone in to live where they wanted to.
Uh-huh.
And they were told, well, that, you know, we had no vacancies.
Uh-huh.
The Mexican American, I think he's sort of, well, they are a close-knit nationality of people.
Uh-huh.
And I think they have a tendency to want to live close together anyway.
Uh-huh.
And yet, I think Dallas has gained so many of them that they're sort of being